Sure. We can pretend to be safe. We can tell tales all day long. But we need to share. We need to understand. We need to survive. We need to grow. We need to level up. Well, you may have a hard time doing so in your 9-to-5, but here, we have a DM. Yes, that's right, it's Dungenetics. Thank you for joining us again for another chapter of Dungenetics. Our boys are in Hidden Harbor, far away from the mainland, after leaving Gloom Meadow and Astroport, both of which in quite a hurry, with thousands of zombies nipping at their heels. Our boys discover a little bit about themselves in the following episodes, and I beg you to stay and listen. Pick up on the hatred and the self-loathing as they realize they are doomed to be a team forever.
They came in, they saved the day by capturing the crystal skull from the temple of the Twisted One.
Like we always do.
And sent the stranger packing. Since then, it's been, right now it's been about 1 month. The first encounter will not include you. So it's been several weeks have passed since the group.
You want to introduce the new member before we get
to yeah,
well, he's going to be introduced after this encounter.
Well, I'm just saying.
Several weeks have passed. Well, introducing another person, yeah. we have Bobby Kegler.
Hi. Yes.
Who hey will be the town constable.
We never actually do this. We never introduce ourselves individually, though.
Normally have the subtitles underneath us in the video.
Yeah, that's true.
And people that listen to the podcast know who the four of us are.
People are just joining in, though.
Yeah, that is true. But now we know the new voice or new pitcher was Bobby Kegler.
Yes.
So several weeks have passed since the group discovered the ancient ruins, the house, the blue crystal skull.
I'm chewing, that's why I'm having on. I'm being nice to
them. So we have non-chewing.
Yes.
Of the dark archivist.
Put down on my butt so in case I fart.
Sharing a simple hut that the dwarf Eason offered the group, you have found a new home. Each of you tried to find a place in an isolated society free of the threats of the mainland. Albert has approached Tancred, the local blacksmith, an aging dwarf that followed Eason to the island over a century ago, about becoming his apprentice. The bounty hunter has found a new employer in the dwarf leader of the town, as Eason is always on the lookout for new enforcers. Meanwhile, Kazaa has secluded himself in the study of the skull, while training one of the survivors of Astroport named Patrick to be his assistant herbalist curing the ailments of Hidden Harbor. One night, as the party slumbers within their dwelling, a piercing howl startles them awake from a deep sleep.
Told you we should have got the werewolf-proof chains.
Oh, God. All right, what are you guys doing? The two of you guys, you live on the top floor of your communal hut, where you study the skull almost exclusively. He lives downstairs. Currently, you are not in your armor.
Oh, joy.
So me and Hutzel are hanging out.
You guys wake up, and you hear this howl from inside your hut.
Wait, before I say anything, we're not in the same bed. We wake up in separate beds.
Okay, this is good. I wanted to clarify this before we started, because I was a little nervous.
Hutzel's just there with his gauntlet over his crotch.
We weren't spooning.
I wear my codpiece to bed. End of story.
Eagle.
So it's middle of the night. We hear a werewolf sound.
You don't hear a werewolf sound. You hear a howl, but your outgame knowledge knows that you fought a werewolf and he got bit.
Okay, so
I assume it's.
I run upstairs and ask Kazaa if he slipped and fell or something. Maybe getting out of the shower.
Well, you get out of your bed. And as you're going to climb, there's It's this is like a kind of like a jungle town in like a harbor on a tropical island.
So are we talking
so
like a
you have staircase? you have a bamboo ladder up to the top floor. Oh. You're going up there, and you hear a growling behind you, and you see a gigantic wolf behind you.
Really, Mark? Really? How close is he to me?
You would say about 15 feet.
You don't know. Do we know for sure that it's?
Actually, we do know how tall you are.
Well, it's not in hybrid form. It's in. It just looks like a gigantic normal gray wolf.
Yeah.
But like three times as big. Yeah, I guess.
So like a dire wolf almost.
Like a dire wolf, yes.
Or like Twilight for the people who.
Stop saying Twilight.
Does it? I mean, does it look vicious or?
It's growling and it's like.
It's a wolf
dripping.
Inside. What do you think it is? It's not like wandering.
I don't know. Maybe,
I hear the commotion. I mean, can I go this far?
Are you gonna be like, here, little doggy doggy?
Can I go?
Maybe he tamed a dog.
Fantastic, it's a squeaky toy.
That's awesome.
Well, am I downstairs?
You're upstairs. You're on top of the ladder that he's climbing.
So I look down and I see the figure.
Yeah, you see him paused while climbing the ladder, and underneath your floor is where the wolf is. So you can't see.
It might not be me.
It might not be.
It might be a different wolf. We did fight another
can
one.
Can I shoot
that
a freeze?
It could be Leon.
You want to freeze it?
Well, do you have like sleep or something?
I was gonna say freeze it, man. You would thaw out eventually. We could freeze it and see what it is.
Do you have bestiality seduction?
Yeah, I'm a lot of my bestiality seduction. Hello, like I'm Bugs Bunny and I dress as a female. Hello, wolf. I dress as a female wolf.
So wrong.
I lift my leg
Hello,
up.
Hello, fellas.
Yeah, you don't know sleep, do you? That could be
actually.
He was sleeping.
What sort of wizard are you?
I do know sleep.
Like growled.
I haven't.
You had it before, but you don't have it anymore.
Oh,
you forgot.
I forgot it.
He forgot. I had
to sleep. No, John's right on your sheet.
No. You evolved over the different
beta version.
It's been like a month.
Now has a different. Yeah, after a month.
No, sleep. You had it. You had it at level one. You're level six now.
Yeah, you're right. I did have sleep at level one.
Why would you bring that with you? That's not useful.
It's not really. I never used it.
Yeah, you've never once used it.
Well,
because you fought a bunch of zombies and you couldn't put them to sleep.
So
haste, dispel magic,
Dungeons and Dragons.
Let's freeze it. Let's freeze this little.
Sometimes sleep is a good thing.
We don't want to kill it because what if it is Mark? We
just don't know it's me though. You just think it's a wolf in the house.
You could give it a shot. Because do I even have my weapon with me?
It's right next to you on your bed.
You were sleeping.
Ray of Frost. I'm going to use Ray of Frost.
Yeah.
We freeze it. We can go check it out.
You're just in your skivvies right now.
Right.
Excellent.
I'm Ray of Frost.
Can I Ray of Frost?
Nice. I'm going to Ray of Frost through the floor. That's below you.
Yeah you basically, we got the top floor, which is a circle. You're on the floor. There's like a cylinder in the middle
where
this ladder is.
Where he is.
And the wolf is underneath the floor.
Yeah,
so you have no eyesight. All you can see is him, and he's looking at something underneath, and he doesn't look
Huzzle.
Happy.
Entice him to come up.
Entice him to come up the ladder.
Great idea.
Entice it.
Well, first off, I relay to him what is downstairs. Whoa. You know, that there's a giant wolf there.
He's getting a pizza. All right, so you relay... Yeah, but we need to entice it to get it out so we can see it.
Who's got the ring?
There's a ring?
Remember the ring, the pushing ring?
He has.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And Mark's, we don't know what the hell it is.
Well, yeah, okay.
This cannot
even be Mark.
Yeah, I don't think it is Mark. But...
It could not be Mark. All right, roll initiative.
Are we both?
Got a 12.
Plus?
Yeah, that's right. Plus 2.
So that is a 14.
Right.
You. The wolf got a 21.
Oh, crap.
I think he was a plus 2. All right. So you're like going up, but the wolf lunges.
Looks like I am about to take a boatload of damage. This will teach me to never leave without my sword.
You're figuratively and literally taking a boatload of damage.
Yeah.
You,
with a wolf up your butt.
You take 8 points of damage.
Sweet. At 50.
And the wolf lunges at you, knocks you off the bamboo stairs.
Roar!
Of course, also knocking the bamboo stairs out of its little like twine that holds it to the second story.
Wow, excellent.
And now the wolf is like on top of you. And what do you...
So
it's your turn.
Is it my line of sight though?
It's in your line of sight now.
So, am I in the midst of a grapple check then?
No, you can push it off. Get back up.
Push it off and I'll ray across.
Reasons for discussion. If I didn't wake up, come help.
Well, we don't know where you are.
Yeah, is he in the house with us?
His bed is on the first floor. It's empty right now.
Oh.
But how would we know that?
He's either boozing or fighting.
That's why we're gonna
okay, so can I attempt to, like, toss the wolf off me and reach for my sword?
Yep.
D20?
No, you don't need a D20. You roll out from underneath the wolf. You do occur an attack of opportunity, but the wolf misses as you run back to your bed and pull your blade out from next to your bed. And then we go to the wizard.
I'm Rand Frosty.
Our wizard, Jesus.
Oh, seven.
Seven.
Ouch. Seven.
That's a one.
Yeah.
I know, but plus six. Oh.
Did you roll a natural one?
He rolled a natural one.
You rolled a natural one.
Wah, wah,
wah. There's no chance to hit.
Brian's beard just frosts up and falls off. He's like, God damn it!
I worked so hard.
Not that beard.
I'm so tired.
Alright, Huxley takes 7 points of damage.
Sweet.
Well, and your speed is reduced by 10 as the ray of frost hits you right in the eye.
Thanks a lot, Brian. Thank you so much.
You could, like, it starts freezing up your eyeball. And you're like, what, where?
What in the butt?
What in the butt?
That's like. So.
And then we go back to the top of the order, and it's the wolf. Let's see how high the wolf can jump.
should I roll for myself?
No, you don't know where the wolf.
You take 3 points of damage. The wolf leapt up the stairs.
I take 3 points?
Well, hold on a second. So then the wolf is now ignoring me and going after him. Don't I get an attack of opportunity?
No, you moved away from the wolf.
He also faces freezing off, by the way.
Yeah.
Never challenge the DM.
And now it is it's your turn, Hustle. The bamboo stairs to the top floor have been crashed off. You can lean it back up if you want.
Lean it back
And the wolf is upstairs attacking the wizard.
You guys are fighting a wolf. I'm going to eat some chips.
Alright. So, then I do that. And,
you disappoint me.
I head up after the wolf.
Alright. You set it up and make a dexterity check.
Please tell me I don't trip over the ladder.
No. Just because there's nothing holding the ladder on. So it's not, no one's holding it at the base. So it's moving.
One.
So let's see if you can.
14?
Yeah, you made it to the top. And then we go to the wizard.
One more time with the frost. One more time.
You want to use the same die?
Just pointing out there.
Yeah, maybe not. Good call, Bobby. 13 plus 6.
All right, you hit 1d points and 10 damage. You hit the wolf and you freeze a good section of its fur.
What? It's fur? That's it?
Well, it's slower.
Oh, man.
You can outrun it now, but...
Slower?
I don't know what you expected to do. It's not
freeze
like...
It.
It's like...
Didn't you guys fight a wolf before? Wasn't there some sort of... There's no way you can...
We just pushed off a boat.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I got pushed off the boat.
They went into the water and said, motherfucker,
well,
I'm on this boat.
Slower. Hustle, just take your sword and cut up its head.
Me.
No, we're gonna find
we
out.
Don't
yeah, we're
know
gonna find
that,
out.
Do we?
Cut up its tail.
Mark appears without a penis.
Do it. Cut up its tail.
John would turn me into a eunuch or something.
A eunuch.
All right. It attacks the wizard but misses.
Excellent.
Back to the warrior.
Have to do something.
Warrior.
Don't you have something that, like, just...
I don't...
Cut off its tail. Cut off something like a
toenail.
Well,
that's what I'm trying to ask. Is there a way, like, I can subdue it without killing it?
Yeah, you can grapple it.
Crapple it?
Grapple.
Grapple it.
Oh.
Yes, you can crap on it.
I was like, what? Wait a minute. Where is that on the sheet?
Hustle. Do something, grapple it.
I'm going to grapple it while I'm doing it. Detect magic.
Okay, all right.
Okay, that's what we're going to do.
Roll a strength check.
18.
Sweet. I better roll good.
All right, you're on the wolf. Now the wolf is restrained, so it can't move.
You're not trying to hunt.
But it can still attack.
Excellent.
Next turn, you can continue the grapple.
You're going to get headbutted.
All right, I want to detect
now, while
magic.
I'm grappling, do I do, like, some dual damage, or?
Not yet. Okay. All you've done is grappled it. Okay. You haven't started, like, choking it or anything. And, wizard?
Detect magic. 16.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty... There is magic. Okay. There is transmutation magic. Someone's been transformed. And,
so we know it's Mark officially, then. We know
you have a pretty good clue.
Yeah, we know it's Mark. I mean, there's no way around it. Unless someone snuck into our house and turned into a werewolf. Mark just disappeared.
Okay, well, it's a good thing I didn't chop your head off, then.
Or your tail.
Yeah, that'd be off with penis and a head.
So, we go to the next turn. What are you guys going to do?
We've got to figure out some way
to subdue him without killing him. Although, considering he's a werewolf, that would still be pretty hard.
Oh, that's a great idea. Look at that. I could eat and not have the munching noise.
Well, don't point at the chips.
Oh.
So,
what?
Do you have anything at all that can help me subdue him without killing him? We need to basically tie him up.
I'll put some Marvin Gaye on, and then you can dance with him. Let's get it on.
What?
If you play Werewolves of London, I fall asleep.
Yeah. Wait, start rubbing his belly. And then I'll get the toy out.
Kicks.
Yeah, he's like this. He's like, and I'll get the toys out.
Just give him those squeak toys. I'll be trans.
Summon a squeaky toy.
Wait, Ryan. Summon squirrel.
squirrel.
All right.
Well, we know it's him, so we just need to lift the curse, lift the magic from him.
I don't know how you would do that with a werewolf.
You don't know of any way to do that.
Let them figure out their own, John.
I'm holding him. You need to find, like, rope or something. We can tie him up, maybe a net.
Oh, can I roll to look around for a rope?
There's
rope from the ladder.
It might be a fishing town, too. I'm sure there's a net.
Yeah, there's got to be a net. Can I look around for...
Hey, you just called up a rope ladder. I'm pretty sure you can use some of that. Too.
Hammocks?
Well, yeah, there's rope in there.
Ryan pulls out giant knitting needles, takes the ladder.
I want to grab rope and tie him.
All right, I really doubt you are trained in rope use.
A simple knot.
No, I know you can. I'm just seeing if you have a bonus.
Oh, a bonus for...
Under skills.
Profession, fortune teller, knowledge, folklore, arcana, persuade, gather rumors.
Okay. All right, roll a d20 then.
Yeah,
it's a dexterity roll.
18.
All right.
Plus you, this
19.
He basically restrained him, and you are tied up now.
You don't know it's me.
No, it's you.
We know.
Shut up.
We know.
He continues to struggle. However, you actually got a pretty good snag on it, so he's just you just hog-tied him, and he's kind of just rolling around. You going to do anything else?
Nah.
Well, night, everybody. oh, crap. He hit me. I'm going to be a werewolf now.
Did you drop blood?
Huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but John just said I took damage. He didn't say how I took the damage.
Yeah, you got bitten.
Oh, you're a werewolf, too.
Oh, man.
Great.
Now this is going to be progressively more difficult every night. You know this now.
Yeah, werewolf brothers.
All right, so now we got Mark.
We're part of a pack.
These guys just have to go out when the moon isn't around.
Yeah, just remember to put us out with the trash, like in the Flintstones show, and...
Don't turn your back on the wolf pack.
But basically, you tied him up. Yep. So you find out, you now officially know Mark did get turned into a werewolf by the Leon brothers. You don't know if he's a werewolf.
Next full moon, we will.
Do we tend to his wounds?
Yeah, you can tend to his wounds.
We can tend to your wounds.
I would like to suggest that for now on out, we carry some very sturdy rope with us everywhere we go.
Yeah, good idea.
Silver chains.
Actually, I should carry the rope since I'm not...
Yeah, you're probably going to have to tie both of us up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just like completely went over.
You did this to them.
Oh, silver chain?
You totally did this to them.
What, is there silver chains?
I'm pretty sure not in this town.
Well, you might not have some pre-ordered, but it might be possible to get.
Well, we'll have to keep
Maybe I could make some silver chains.
Oh, yeah? That'd be sweet. fleet him around like that girl from
Walking Dead. Yeah, yeah.
Brian's going to be tucking us in at night, you know.
Burn tight.
You know, whenever there's a full moon, you can just chain.
Can we call one of you guys, like, Barky Von Schnauzer?
And that is the intro encounter. So now you now know he's a werewolf. Okay. Because that's relevant information. That's
chapter one!
Chapter one.
Exactly, that's what it says, see?
So, Hustle. So, basically...
chapter one.
A few months have passed since your spirit had escaped from Astroport and the sequential shipwreck in the town of Hidden Harbor. Albert has become a successful apprentice to the town blacksmith, and in his spare time has trained with the dwarf as well. That is why some of your combat skills have changed.
Excellent.
You've learned the art of the dwarven berserker, where they're more ruthless.
Berserker!
Ruthless in battle. Yes. Enzio is now known as the Hidden Blade of Eason, where he uses Big Crag to settle brute force matters. His bounty hunter tracks those that run or hide.
And occasionally sleeps in silver gems.
Yes. Kazaa becomes to be known as the Seer of Hidden Harbor and is able to guide those that pay. Each is successful in their own right, and you have all now purchased individual residences. Once a week at a local tavern, the Loose Drawstring. And that day that you meet this week is today.
All gentlemen.
So basically you're meeting for your drink. Yep. You all have your hooks that I have given to you, which has just recently happened.
Yep.
And you guys are meeting at the Loose Drawstring.
I'm guessing that we're discussing matters over a big...
hearty big, tankard of ale?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was about to bring in there.
Plethora of box of food.
Box of
from
wine,
the great,
Fonzio.
From the great...
Pizza the Hut.
Pizza the Hut.
Wait.
All right. Three of you guys walk into the tavern, get your normal table, order your normal drinks.
Hey, guys, guess what? I wake up every morning naked and bloody.
Me too. What a coincidence.
Not every morning. This morning.
You don't know what's going on? You have no clue?
So, I know it's been a while since we've been out adventuring, but a matter's come to my attention, and maybe a little money in it for you guys if you're willing to help me out with it.
Yes.
Really? I got one, too.
Yeah? Well, maybe we can work something out.
You scratch my back.
And while they're talking... You're basically looking for someone, and you come to the tavern.
Okay. I see these unsavory types.
But you know we're heroes.
Shut up, everyone. My intro.
I don't know you guys as heroes, okay?
We're nothing but.
And I see them, I walk into the bar?
Yep.
Alright. Should I describe myself? Or do they even know of me?
They know of the constable. They haven't had that many dealings with you.
We don't need to.
Because he works for Eason, so he works for the pirates.
So I don't trust him no matter what.
Well, no, you know I'm the connected to the man. I'm untouchable.
Too big to fail.
That's right.
But dwarves in this world are around 5 feet, okay. A little more. You're pretty stocky. You don't wear any armor. You don't carry any weapons.
You're a terrible constable. No armor, no weapon.
Oh, I gotta teach him a lesson.
Armor, no weapons?
He doesn't need a weapon. His whole body is a lethal weapon.
All right.
Well, they're all humans. They don't know so much about the Earthborn, because there are no human Earthborns.
Yeah.
So they don't respect what it is. What?
Oh, so I'm going to saunter up these gentlemen.
All right.
Okay. And be like, hi. My name is Chester, and you guys should not be here.
Your name's Chester?
Chester Winterbottom. Get it straight.
Winterbottom?
Winterbottom! Chester Winterbottom.
Kids were looking for him during,
Well,
the winter, yes.
The winter.
Yeah. Richard, that porn dwarves go to Mexico.
You see my film work, yes. Thank you.
You've heard of my portfolio.
Yes.
As he unzips his coat.
Chester.
No.
Winterbottom.
My concern is that the three of you guys have been making a name for yourself. You're dealing drugs and seeing in the future. You're with that pirate Eason and, well, What up, dwarven buddy?
Hey,
boom! I can trust him. He is a dwarf.
He like works with a dwarf.
You work with a dwarf. Hey!
I killed a dwarf once.
Boom.
Probably ate one.
Wrong side of the conversation.
He looked at me in the wrong way. Actually,
well, what can we help you with?
Because he's short like you.
I just want to know what all three of you gentlemen are doing in my city, in this bar. Because you guys haven't really met up, and I've been keeping my eye on all three of you.
Well, we have permission from Eason to be here.
Does he run this town?
We had assumed.
Yeah, he
sort of does.
He kind of does run this town.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm like his right-hand man there, pal.
That's fair.
Was there something we could help you with?
I don't know if you ever heard of us.
There is an issue that's actually been brought to me, and I've actually asked Mr. Eason about it. I don't know if you've heard about some of the murders, some of the blood, some people missing in this town.
Yeah, you know.
We had heard rumors.
I heard anything.
I'm... What's up with that? Don't we see the point there, right?
He changes into stuff. He doesn't
you
know
wouldn't
it
like
all.
Him when he's angry.
Well.
If I know the secret, I'm always angry.
What would you gentlemen be doing in the next 2-3 weeks?
Eating some dwarves.
That's what you have on your mission?
We can help you. I mean...
I have a matter of my own to attend to, but I don't see it as being too terribly urgent, so if you need my help...
Well, let's hear...
We help you, you help us.
Huh? That's fair.
That's fair. We could do that.
I gotta check with my boss.
Got to wait for the memo.
Is there a way
that
you could call in your boss?
We'd send for a messenger.
Let me just describe what I've been told by Eason. There was a gentleman named Perrin LaRue. He's a very well-to-do merchant in this area. And,
is he a fancy man?
Well, he might be dead.
Oh. No. The plot thickens.
His house was broken into. Buildings, just windows smashed in. And lacerations just... all across his body.
It's Mark.
Was anything missing from the residence?
I don't believe so, but he was a merchant, so...
Anything left behind from the killer? Or the person?
Is there anything I can garner from that?
Other
clues?
Than what you have. You haven't fully combed over the thing yet.
Okay.
It just happened this morning.
Investigations are currently on their way, and I have my best man on the case.
Well, then...
Cold case, yeah.
Some gnomes walk in and hand him some more information.
Dwarf.
I really want to know who are you.
But so, that's the mission I have again. That's been put charged on me. I have to secure my town and make sure that there's no shenanigans running about.
Shenanigans?
Right now I'm looking at three of the most shenanigan-like people.
Yeah, the three stooges
in my
over
town.
Here. Yeah. Well, we could help. We could. Should we go there and check out for clues?
I feel like Wizard, you made a well name for yourself here, and you know.
I think that's what we should do, gentlemen.
Don't tell him that Mark's middle name is Shenanigans.
I won't. That's safe.
Shenanigans.
Yes. You whispered too loudly.
That's Colonel Shenanigans, you jackass.
All right. So, I think we should go and
check out the scene.
Yep.
All right.
You guys put down your frosty.
I drink mine all before I put it down.
Can I drink his drink before he can drink his drink?
Mark's a slow eater.
He's that silent guy in the movie that just like
just
looks
nods.
At you.
Okay, so we head over to this residence.
I know, right? Awesome shit. It's a good thing I met up with these men. When I did, well, they would be goddamn doomed for the rest of the adventure. I tell ya. Quick aside, there is a lot of visual jokes that will be happening, such as the that you heard earlier. And I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do about it. Unless direct you to the amazing website hosted by B&M Big Podcast, now with a new name, Geekonomics. But we'll get all to that later. Anyway, enjoy the thrilling conclusion to probably the best episode ever. Thank you.
Yep, you head over to the house. As he mentioned, all the windows are blown out. Looked like something came in forcefully. His body is in, like, the middle of the room.
They're chalk
out. There's no chalk out line. He's just covered in lacerations and blood. There's, like, all over him. They're pretty deep. There's blood scattered all over the room.
Fuck around. Let's kill somebody.
We don't know if it's
not
you,
like,
but...
helter-skelter-ish, but, you know, still pretty bad.
Pretty good.
Oh, good. Okay.
So, can I do a spot check to see if there's, like, anything out of place that... I mean, I know I've never been here before, but, you know, if I notice, like, maybe a secret entrance on a bookshelf or something.
All right, make a check.
Hey, Brian's job would be the...
Well, I can spot check, too. You're 16.
16 plus, would that be wisdom or constitution? No, it'd be wisdom, right?
Yep.
I don't have any modifiers, so it's 16.
Roll. I got a plus 4.
All right, you do notice that there is a faint blood trail that leads into the next room, just into a wall.
So there's got to be an opening somewhere.
Yeah, see if you can use detect magic to see if you can maybe...
He just dealt... Well, most of the actual... The merchant... What is merchant-ish? Everything is a little smuggling, because it is... most of the commerce of the town is run by pirates.
Yeah, I forget.
We do have an own mine, so we do produce things, and they ship it down to the south, to the Visor's Kingdoms. But a lot of it is just... reprocessing things that Eason basically steals and then sells into the market.
So I am like the worst.
So we live in Tortuga.
Yeah. I can't do shit.
Well, you're not really. Though. You weren't really placed in your position to eliminate all crime. You're basically just like a figurehead to make sure Eason doesn't go too far.
You're like,
okay, that's
because cool. All the people in the town. He basically, if you interfere with his money, Megan, he'll kill you. So you're kind of like the guy.
Oh wow!
So you're like kind of
really, really big and bold there. And then
so,
okay.
But you're the guy that makes sure that the normal person feels safe.
Okay.
That they're just not going to be eliminated if they get in someone's way.
That's fair, and that's the reason why solving this thing, because if the townsfolk get really pissed off, this whole thing gets shut down.
All right, we can figure it out. We can do this.
I just need your help. Yeah.
I want to detect magic.
See if there's some way to get behind that wall.
15.
Oh, you don't detect any magical door openers. However,
well,
you detect
you see there's
magic.
There's
magic behind it.
Okay.
Well, does Mark have anything that would give him a bonus to detecting like secret passages or anything?
I don't know. I can look my own claw prints.
Mark, we don't know if it's you.
It's true.
He's like,
true.
What do you have for skills?
Sneak, disguise, sense motive, track, use rope.
Sense motive on yourself.
I have to use rope.
Bro. Yeah, it figures.
You can roll to see if.
I never said get it.
Maybe one of the books.
Motive on yourself.
9.
Roll a 1d6.
This is the best dice right here.
1.
All right, you don't really particularly notice much. Well, it's a 1 on 1d6. That's not that really that impressive.
Yeah. 1d20.
You don't really notice anything different. You do see that there's creases, very faint creases in the wall. So there is a way to open it.
We'll just knock it down.
Can I use my stone cunning to see the wall type of thing?
All right, there. You think it's just pressure plated?
Start doing jigs on the floor.
All right, you find a soft part that you depress next to the fireplace in the room, and the door, the wall kind of slides in about 3 inches, and then slides to the side.
Excellent.
A copy of the Baskerville falls off the shelf.
Let's go to the observatory.
With a candlestick.
With a candlestick.
All right, in then the room, you see an altar with this ruin that's an archaic ruin. You've never seen it before. And you see all kinds of, like, little, like, animal skulls and bones and different just, like a very gnarly-looking dagger. Doesn't look that good as a combat weapon, but it's probably some kind of sacrificial item.
Is it made of silver? Do I start itching?
No, it's not made of silver.
Huh. Well, you could detect magic on the dagger.
Well, we know there's magic, though.
That's right.
He's already said there was magic there. So we know something's up.
It could just be from the altar itself.
Actually, it sounds to me like there was some sort of
bad stuff going on
some
here.
Cultist activity.
Cults. No. A cult, a sacrifice.
Marilyn. This is a Charles Manson.
So he doesn't recognize.
I'm pretty sure this guy died doing something bad. So there we go. Crime solved. No, we got to figure this out.
Let's button this up and get out of here.
Well, obviously there was a cult. Or he was part of a cult, and there's a sacrifice, because you have a sacrifice.
Sacrifice went wrong.
Any books, tomes, or can I check his pockets?
You are a cop. You can do whatever you want.
Well, yeah, this is true. I'm good. All right, I check his pockets.
There are two books. Okay.
Hounds of the Baskervilles.
One of them is his ledger for his business.
Take it.
Taken.
There's some notes about how he's running in some stiff competition from a new merchant in town. Whose name is Isaac Rand.
Rand so far away?
Yes. It's R-A-A-N, but yes.
Oh.
And the other one is written in a different language. It uses the Dwarven alphabet, but it talks about Dark One many times and different things about harvesting souls.
Harvesting souls. I never heard of any of this before.
Unfortunately, we have.
Gentlemen, you know this dark one and the harvesting of souls?
Yes.
Tell me more. What?
All right, so what are you guys going to do with that?
Well, I mean...
We could look into this Rand character. Yeah, it's really the only lead we got at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, can we just like...
Definitely not werewolf.
Can we... see, now this...
No, it's not werewolves.
It's right. It's because I do not want to deal with werewolves in my town. That's quite an issue.
How about Bobby stays in character? He's like Daniel Day Lewis.
I'm trying. No mustache though.
So we head to this Rand guy.
Should we? Is there?
What kind of stuff did our guy merchant in?
What is the legend?
Took the stuff that was brought. Buy him by Eason, repackaged it, shipped it out.
I helped steal.
Yeah, basically yes.
He was a fence.
So he was part of your criminal organization. Yeah. Oh. But this other guy might be treading on the territory as well. You should call up Eason, see if he knows anything about this Isaac guy.
He's got a good point. Mm-hmm. We could ask Eason about Isaac. Maybe have a little bit of knowledge ahead of time.
Let's go back to the bar, drink, and find Eason.
Yeah. I agree.
Why don't you guys go talk to Rand and talk to my boss and get back to you.
Okay. Sounds good. Excellent.
All right. Well, you guys could go talk to Rand and I'll go talk to Eason.
That's actually a good idea.
Figure things out. There's no sense for four of us to go wander around town asking one person questions.
Why? We do it all the time anyway.
Shut up, Brian.
Kazaa.
Who the hell is that?
I don't know.
Eason?
Maybe.
Oh, man,
he's gonna play himself.
Hey!
Alright, so Mark goes off to find Eason, and you guys go back.
To talk to Isaac.
Isaac Rand.
Yeah.
But let's try to sneak up on him, see if he's actually home before we. Because if we can and he's not home, I kind of want to break in.
You have that authority.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
And I have a big sword, so.
Oh, this is awesome.
And I have magic, so, anybody.
Oh, yeah. Alright.
Just do it.
So, locate his premises right. And...
He's off talking to Eason right now. But, you guys go to his home. You see, it's a modest home, about the same size as you guys. He hasn't been in town this long. It's a newer construction on the outskirts of the town. You basically knock on the door, and a elderly butler comes to the door. He's like, excuse me, is Mr. Rand expecting you?
Yeah, he should be. I am the law of this town, and I need to speak to Mr. Rand. Speak
to Mr. Rand.
He's like, give me a second.
Thank you.
He leads you into a room that looks like some kind of like a library / study. He sits you guys down and brings out a nice little silver, like a...
Tea service, basically?
Yeah, kind of like water.
That's nice.
And then he leaves. A few minutes later, a nice, finely dressed man walks in. He's human. He seems like he's from descent from the Glassfield country where you guys are from.
Stand up, bow.
He basically Like, I hope you helped yourself to some refreshments. And what could I help you with?
Quite simply, sir, I'm here. My name's Chester Winterbottom. I'm the constable of this town. I need to ask you a couple questions. Quite simply, about the loss of a Perrin LaRue.
I heard about that grisly business this morning. What exactly happened?
He's no longer with us. He's cut into many, many pieces. And what I'm trying to ask is, how did you know him?
Well, he was another merchant in the trading quarter. He's been here for a while. I've done some business with him. He was on his way out, in more ways than one, I guess. His business had been failing from increased competition ever since these two and the heroes of Gloom Metal, as they fashioned themselves, came into town. We had a little influx of foreign people into the town.
Because of us?
Yes, because of you.
Well, you guys also, remember, brought in...
a huge ship of survivors.
Oh, yeah, you know, over a dozen.
The red shirts.
Yeah, what was remaining of the red shirts.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
So the town had the flux, because it's not that big. It's only about 140 people in the town. And so his business was failing as new merchants started to take up. I have profited from it, but I have no business in that dealings. Last night I was actually with my friends Rory and Zoe Klaster.
And they'll vouch to that statement.
Yeah, so we were having dinner and a few drinks afterwards pretty much the entire evening.
Okay.
Can I don't really have the skill, but can I sense his motive?
Yes, please sense motive.
Yeah. Like, is he lying?
Okay. It's yours.
All right.
So I'm sensing his
you're
motive.
You're sensing motive on
I'm always gone,
Isaac Wren.
Well, we're
17, and it's like wisdom again, right?
You were talking.
Or is it
we were in a
you sense
we were going.
That he's a little irritated by your questioning. However, the fact that he was with his associates, Rory and Zoe Klaster, he's not lying about.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean they weren't with him when he was doing it, though.
Can I... Or he doesn't mean he doesn't have a hand in it. Can I show him the ledger? See if he can get any leads, any information of people that he's dealt with that maybe crossed them the wrong way?
Well, yeah, I mean, even if we could just figure out what they were dealing in, that might be a big help.
I have knowledge of folklore.
Folklore.
He's a great
operator.
Well,
these myths and mirth and da 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 da.
No. Well, what are
these magic words?
Is there anything on there like?
You're embarrassing for Bobby. He thinks he's idiots.
No, is there anything on there like a? He's got a handwriting or anything like a crest.
Just go back to feeding the birds.
Well, there's the ruin. The ruin that was on the altar.
Yeah, yeah.
The dark one.
Yeah, but this is not a ruin that they saw ever before.
Oh.
But I'm just saying, could there be something on that that I could read into?
It's possible.
Would that be folklore?
You go first, sorry.
No, but would that be folklore? Or would
not
be knowledge
necessarily folklore, but you could study it. There is an ancient dwarven scholar in town that focuses on ancient dwarven art, alphabets.
That would be worth a shot.
Let's grab
him. See, I don't know the tech.
Let's grab him, bring him back to the
words, but I know what I want to do.
But you show him the ledger.
Yes.
And he's like, I'll look at this and I will send you any messages.
That'd be perfect.
I'll send one of my runners if I get any information that might be relevant to your investigation.
Thank you for your time and your service, and I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anytime for the heroes of Gloom Metal and our lovely constable.
The worst constable ever. God.
Okay, so then I guess the next logical step would be to find this like lore master, see if he can tell us what the runes mean.
Yep.
You go to the Dwarven Scholar. His name is Balind. He's a dwarf. He's been here for a while. Mm-hmm. He's got a large library. He's actually seen the decline in his business since you moved in, because
of course.
Instead of people going to him to research ancient information,
they go to Google.
They go to you, and you divine it from the crystal skull.
You have the smartphone.
I'm the Google. I'm the Google. Yeah.
He's sorry.
You're the Bing.
Or Siri.
Yeah, I'm Siri.
You're the Bing to his Google.
Yeah.
So they basically go to him, and he divines this cryptic information that, you know, he doesn't have in his books. where they used to do background information with him. But you go to him, and he looks a little distrustingly at you, but he welcomes everyone. He's like, what can I do for all of you?
We got a terrible situation.
Yeah.
There was a murder in town. The guy's name was LaRue. What the heck was it? Oh, LaRue. And he's dead. We found some crazy stuff in this back kind of altar thing area, and we need some help.
We're thinking the altars, maybe.
Did you bring a drawing of it, or
is there any way I can describe it to him?
No, you could help him draw.
We could just take him to the scene and show him.
You could do either.
Can't do that. It's terrible place work.
No, let's take him. The crime scene's already trampled. There's blood everywhere.
Citizens to the
yeah, it's not like you're doing like DNA or fucking fingerprint analysis.
I can be CSI.
They don't have gloves in this town.
So yeah, you see him. He's like, oh, he's like, this is very interesting. He's like, actually, this is a ancient ruin that the dwarves used to protect them to protect their soul from evil.
Well, what's with all the sacrifices, like the animal bones and whatnot?
They might have been sacrificing different animals to strengthen the protection spell.
To protect it from evil.
Like the dark one.
So the symbol is to protect it from evil.
It didn't work.
It didn't
work
well.
Yeah.
Interesting. He's like, if you wish, I could craft this ruin into necklaces for each of you.
I would be grateful for that.
That'd be amazing.
He's like, I'll get right to it.
Thank you.
We could even work out a deal where Kassah starts sending some of his customers your way. Kind of help with
your
business.
Like, that would be very appreciative.
I'll make commercials for you.
Commercials projected in your crystal skull.
Yeah. Little pop-ups, little ads.
Meanwhile,
so Enzio gets to the.
I get to play now.
The man. Yay.
The man. You get to.
It's even sitting here for like half an hour.
Big Craig welcomes you to the main complex.
What up, Craig?
He's like, what can I help you with?
What the hell was that?
That's how we greet each other. We're down like that. He's my boy. What up, Craig?
Okay.
He's like, well, what can I help you with?
Black women.
People got their asses fucked up.
The murder.
Yeah.
Eason has been distracted at the miners' quarter because of the problems in the mines lately.
Trying to unionize again?
Well, no, they're not going in there because they say the mines have become dangerous.
What do they say is going on?
I don't know. Some miners have failed to return.
I actually know a little bit about this.
Now listen up. I'm really passionate about showing the times in which a real change is made in one of our amazing characters. Just listen up, for the first time in a long time, Mark Ezio Terry gives a shit. Oh, it's amazing. Oh, good God. It reminds me of that time you were listening to the best Dungeons and Dragons podcast out there. That's what I'm throwing out there. Dungenetics. Huh. We care. I'm not saying you don't. But if you did believe in what we believe in, please shoot us an email at dungenetics@gmail.com. Oh my gosh, send us something on Instagram at dungenetics. Dungenetics on Twitter. And if you look underneath your seat right now, you will find a gift card. Kidding. Have an amazing adventure. Thank you. Ha!
My business has been suffering.
You're not with us.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, my bad.